Giants linebacker Alec Ogletree, and we are in the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. First of all, Alec, welcome to the New York Football Giants.
Thank you.
New team. What are your first impressions of this organization?
Just blown away by the, you know, all the tradition here and just the history that this organization has, you know, lived on and done in the past few years. You know, I've seen it from afar, you know, of course, but, you know, the first day walking in here, you know, I definitely felt like I said, the tradition, the history, all that stuff.
See those trophies out front.
Exactly, and, you know, definitely want to try to get one of those.
And also playing the linebacker position, too. The Giants are an organization mm-hmm. that have had some storied Hall of Fame linebackers come through. I mean, do you feel that kind of when you put on this jersey?
It is. Like I said, it's a very historic organization. And, you know, they've had a lot of great people to play for this organization. And, you know, I'm definitely fortunate and blessed enough to be able to have this opportunity. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
All right. Well, and we've got Alec here. So if you've got questions for him, submit them, and we might ask yours. Best questions out there as well. But first of all, too, like coming in here, today was the first day of the off-season program. Mm-hmm. Met with the coaching staff, saw some of your teammates and all that. You excited to kind of get going? Or what's the first impression of this new staff?
I'm excited. You know, been away from football for over 3 months now. So it's, you know, definitely started to get that little itch to get back and get ready for the season and stuff like that. So, you know, it's always good to come back. And, you know, for me, it's the first time here and, you know, along with a lot of other guys too. So,
right.
You know, we all just getting to know each other a little bit. You know, thought today was a good day, you know, in the weight room and stuff. So, and the coaching staff, they, you know, they're definitely one of the top groups in the league. So,
it's a solid group. We got our first question coming from Alex. He says, what is something you want to bring over from the Rams defense? You guys played 3-4 your last year there too. I mean, Betcher's going to do the 3-4 a little bit out here. Is there something that you?
I mean, Just an attitude of being a tough defense. You know, it's different players, so, but for me personally, you know, I definitely want to bring in just an attitude of being physical, you know, for 60 minutes and playing fast, just doing whatever you got to do to win the game and give the fans something to cheer about. So.
And leadership is a quality mm-hmm. that you've kind of been touted for. How do you pursue that when you walk into a new group, and how do you kind of assume that role in a group of new faces?
I mean, you just be yourself, and, you know, leadership falls where it falls. And, you know, you don't have to be a guy that yells all the time or whatever. You know, me personally, I like to lead by example and, you know, set a good example, and then, you know, the rest kind of falls in place after that. So, you know, but at the same time, at playing the mic position, you do have to be a lot more vocal than you know, the other guys. So, you know, I don't have a problem with, you know, saying what needs to be said whenever that time comes.
Gotta make the statement, also with the actions
well. You can't just talk about it. You gotta actually.
You gotta live up to it as well.
Do it.
Walker has a question. He says, how's it going to be to play in a 3-4 defense? Obviously, like, you played 3-4 last year with the Rams, but 2 years ago, you guys were in a 4-3, mm-hmm. so you understand that transition.
Yeah.
How would you put it to Giants fans that are going to watch this defense kind of transform?
It's an attacking style defense. I mean, just depending on your coordinator, really how aggressive they like to be. But, you know, usually the 3-4 is much more aggressive than the 4-3, you know. So, you know, we got almost five guys going to the quarterback from almost every play. So, you know, and like I said, you're going to definitely look for some turnovers. A lot of turnovers usually happens in this defense. And just a lot of guys flying around and hitting people, so.
So it'll be fun to watch.
It'll definitely be a joy to watch for sure.
It'll definitely be fun to watch. Laurel wants to know, what do you eat before a game?
Twizzlers.
Really?
So I hopefully Twizzlers can send me a lot of Twizzlers, you know, during
Twizzlers
the season.
Twizzlers right here. We got to get that going.
That's my go-to.
That's
for sure.
You go original, right? Because sometimes they go and have these strawberry. Fun little flavors.
I don't know.
Out.
No, I like this plain strawberry.
That's
so
good.
I think out there they had, in L.A., they had red vines or something.
Not the same.
No.
The red vines are a little bit more bitter.
I
actually
just ate a pack of Twizzlers.
But Twizzlers. All
yesterday.
Right. That's good to know.
For sure.
That sugar high gets you through the
For
game.
For sure. That's my go-to.
Okay, Ryan wants to know, what's your impression of Pat Shurmur now that you've joined the team?
I thought he was a great coach. He's done a lot in the league, and you know, obviously coming from Minnesota, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year they had a good season, and you know, hopefully he can bring what they did there to here, and you know, he's definitely a good fit for the position for sure.
As a defensive guy, do you notice a difference playing under like a offensive minded coach? I mean, he was an offensive coordinator before. Do you notice a difference?
I mean, it's like you said, when you got a defensive head coach, you know, they tend to lean more toward the defense, and let the offense just kind of work by themselves versus, you know, last year coming under Coach McVay, you know, even though they do come to the defense and they learn the defense what goes on just because they have to.
Right.
But you can definitely tell
there's focus. Like, this is what I'm more familiar with, so let's focus on that.
I mean, like you said, it's definitely a familiarity. So when you have a good D coordinator, like Coach Betcher here, so you can kind of balance it out. So it definitely helps to have those two for sure.
And it's like a group.
Yeah, it's a group
effort.
It's got to be.
That's
it
cool.
It's a group effort.
All right. So Harry wants to know, who in the NFC East do you want to face the most? We scouted out some of these teams. We've been doing a lot in this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's every team that we play. I mean, it's no one in particular. You know, of course, Philly's the defending champion. So, you know, you have to go through them.
Obviously got a target on their back.
Yeah, obviously. So, but, you know, he's got other teams that are good in this division too. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, getting acquainted with this division and how it goes. And I definitely think it's going to be great for sure. You know, having all the fans, knowing how to cheer, when to cheer, and you know, getting excited about it. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Have you gotten a sense yet? I mean, New York sports fans, New York sports media is kind of like very invested, very smart sports fan. Have you kind of felt that a little bit since you've been out here?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was on my first day, so you know, I haven't really got a chance to just kind of go around. But I've been up here a time or two, and you know, definitely see a difference in the two cities. So, you know, like I said, I'm definitely excited about just being there and being on third down. They're like going crazy. So it'll be fun to see for sure.
I like it. All right. Daria wants to know, what size cleats are you? Is Daria trying to send in some cleats?
Exactly. I'm size 14.
Size 14. All right. Daria, that's a good question. Annette wants to know, do you think you'll be used more of a blitzer or a run stopper?
I don't know. I mean, I like to think I can do both. You know?
Versatility. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
The more you can do,
the better. So, I like to think I can do both. You know, definitely want to, you know, get to the quarterback as much as possible. But you know, also you have to be able to stop the run, and you know, you got to take pride in coming downhill and making tackles. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Alec Ogletree, thank you so much for taking the time in Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. Let's get this man some Twizzlers and some size 14 cleats.
Exactly right. I need them for sure.